All right, a lot going on in Washington, D.C. We're going to get a catch-up on a lot of things that are happening, including the January 6th hearings. But joining us right now, Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona. Congressman, let's start off with the announcement of yesterday of your friend, Matt Salmon, leaving the gubernatorial race and also throwing his support behind Karen Taylor Robeson.
Yeah, I was bummed that he's out of the race. I understand his decision. I talked to him about it. He's committed to Karen Taylor Robeson now, and we'll see how that plays out. Will everybody go over to Karen's race? Are they going to go to Kerry's? I don't know how that split comes out. I love Matt Salmon, and I think he would have been, I endorsed him. I thought he would be the best guy to govern the state going forward, but not going to happen.
The January 6th hearings are going on in Washington, D.C., but on Friday night here in Arizona, we had a bunch of people try to get into the Senate buildings while Senate was in session here. You were in the state legislature here in Arizona. This has been your home. And what were you thinking when you saw that this had happened? And can you just comment a little bit on this kind of behavior on either side of the aisle?
Well, I condemn that kind of behavior. I mean, violent behavior should not be condoned in civil society. Just shouldn't be, in the rare cases of self-defense, but that's because somebody instigated violence against you. But in this instance, as I watched it, I thought, you know what? I'm glad that DPS was there to help break this thing down and prevent anything worse from happening. But I was glad everybody was safe. I was watching it and monitoring it, and I waited till the next morning to start texting to my friends and communicate with them, find out how things were. But they most of them told me they felt safe the whole time. They felt that they were protected, and that was good. Bad to see people out there violently protesting, but we've seen that all over the country for the last 5, 6, 7 years now.
So let me ask you about this testimony yesterday. This Cassidy Hutchison testified before this hearing. She made a comment. She said that you would ask President Trump for a pardon. Can you just talk a little bit about that situation?
Yeah, it's not true. It's not true. I did not ask President Trump for pardon. I didn't ask anybody for pardon. But second of all, I just want to clarify her testimony, which was videotaped. You can see that they edited the video, and the question they asked her, after they talk about somebody else supposedly asking for a pardon, which is, I'm told, is not true as well, they ask her, hey, did anybody else contact you? Adam Schiff asked that. Anybody else contact you? And she said Andy Biggs did. And the next follow-up question should have been, if they really want to find out something, said, did he ask you for a pardon? I mean, because that's crazy. I had access to President Trump, and I had access to his chief of staff. I don't even know who Cassidy was. I had actually called somebody up after that testimony and say, who is this person? The reality is that was untrue. It was just as untrue as her testimony yesterday, which is falling apart.
Yeah, that was the other part. You're an attorney. Secondhand testimony, is that ever allowed in court, or is it just called hearsay every time?
Well, there are exceptions to the hearsay rule, and that's if somebody makes a statement against interest and a couple of other exceptions. But in this instance, she's just getting rank hearsay, and some of it is second and third hand removed hearsay. So she's saying, I was outside the door and I heard somebody talking to somebody and they said X, Y, and Z that somebody said. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you would never allow in court, because it is unfairly prejudicial and it has very little probative value. And that's the whole thing with her testimony. It has very little probative value because it was all based on hearsay, stuff that she didn't know personally. I mean, and that's why, Mike, that's why you actually have adversarial proceedings, so that there'd be cross-examination as well. That's also why you have, supposedly in most cases, you want to have an unbiased tribunal, and that's not what you have here. And so it was all scripted yesterday. I don't know if you watched. I watched it when I could, and she had a script, and Liz Cheney had a script. And so none of this stuff is probative. None of it carries the weight that you would see in a court of law, and that's why you won't see anything happen in a court of law based on what we've seen so far.
Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs is joining us. So just to hear you say it, you and Congressman Gosar have been connected to what happened on January 6th. Did you have any connection to the violence and the things that happened on January 6th in the Capitol?
No, not in the least. No relationship at all. And it's been fabricated, and I've denied, Mike, you know this, I've denied this stuff 100 times. It just is taken on a life of its own because that's what the left wants. It's the narrative the left wants to create.
It's interesting because when I saw the violence on January 6th, I was here in Arizona. We were watching it, and it made my heart hurt, as cliche as that is to say, to watch people on my side of the aisle do such damage into a place that I hold sacred. And then I watched the Arizona grounds be damaged by the other side of the aisle. At what point do both sides, on opposite sides politically, that'll never stop fighting politically, do they both sides stand up and say, anytime you do this, it's wrong, no matter what your political leanings or motivations are?
I know that most Republicans were saying that a year and a half ago, January 6th, and we were saying it before that in the summer of 2020 when you had additional riots going on and tearing down of monuments and historical sites being defaced, etc. I mean, this is not what America is about. I mean, peaceful protests, rallies, I get it. Free speech, That's protected, but never violence. And we've said that. I've said that multiple times. And we need both people to say it across the aisles. And I will just tell you what fosters this, Mike, is the defund police movement. I think that actually fosters violence, more violence. I also think this notion where you have the people on the left, like Kamala Harris, who is funding and bailing out people who were actually burning down buildings and attacking people. Those things are bad for America. What needs to happen is we all can hold hands and say, no more of this political violence. I'm okay with passionate political speech and debate, but not violence.
Is there anything that you've seen or heard of this testimony in these hearings that has changed your mind to any degree about blame or culpability with former President Trump?
No. Not at all. In fact, I think the whole exercise has actually done the opposite, in the sense that it makes the people that are propounding this look obsessive and incredible. I question their veracity. I mean, I know who's on there. I work with those people. I question their veracity, and this has just been kind of a witch hunt. I've seen videos where they have introduced videos into their presentation, and I have had access to the uncut, unfiltered video, and it's just drawn to look and portray whatever their narrative is. And so I'm really disgusted by it, because I think we all want to know what happened. But I think if you go back and you look at, like, Christopher Wray when he testified before the Judiciary Committee, and I'm not a big fan of Director Wray, but I thought he was pretty astute in his description of January 6th and what it was. But even in that hearing, which was over a year ago now, they would refuse to actually listen to him. And that's what this whole thing has been about. Create a narrative. They don't like Donald Trump. This is kind of a third impeachment, if you will.
Well, I always appreciate the time and the insight, and I appreciate the clarification on the air this morning.
You bet. Happy to do it, Mike. Thanks for having me on.